towel and rubber underwear until his treatment is finished? Fanny winced at the mess and nodded. Yeah, plus a condom. Not only is he quick on the trigger, but his distance is exemplary. Anything else?
A report from the field. Our buddy Dickwad has been spotted on several occasions cozying up to Vera Badley.
Oh, for... Fanny rolled her eyes. Dickwad, candidate for Center City Mayor, had adopted as the main part of his campaign running filth like the Semen Institute out of town. Also the objective of Vera Badley, director of the Purity Foundation. His platform and the foundation's money could spell yet another major annoyance for the Institute. Tell Jack to keep monitoring the situation. You and I should have a strategy meeting with Hoyt soon.
I'm on it.
Fanny took an indulgent few seconds to watch Peter walk away from her, wishing his regulation lab coat was shorter, because under it he had one of the world's finest asses. She'd like to see what he'd do if during one of their private conferences she stripped and bent over an eyeliner. But that would have to remain a private fantasy, to be relieved only at home, or in the masturbation break room. The Institute's CEO, Hoyt Seaman, prided himself on running a squeaky clean organization devoted to the cause of equal opportunity satisfying sex, but it had to remain strictly professional. Employees couldn't date, ever. And therapy with the clients could never, ever be personal. Still, helping people overcome their sexual dysfunctions made the workers at the Institute horny on a regular basis. And Hoyt was smart enough to address that problem by providing a private room equipped with all the latest toys, where they could relieve their frustrations solo. Fanny used the room daily, sometimes more than once. And Peter was usually who she imagined when she relieved herself using one of the hyper-stimulating machines or electro-vibrators. Once, on her way to the break room, she'd caught Peter coming out, and he'd almost looked a little rumpled. Not quite, but close. Just thinking about it made her tingle. When she entered the room after he left, she couldn't help but wonder what he'd used. The auto-suck? The robo-stroker? Or maybe the cyber doll, which could be programmed to look like anyone. Had he programmed the doll to look like Fanny? Because that's what Fanny had done, turning it into a virtual Peter, riding it harder than any Triple Crown-winning jockey. Alas, that would be as close as she'd ever get to the real Peter. Besides the no-dating rule, Fanny was also Peter's boss. Even the whiff of a sexual harassment scandal could add fuel to Dick Wad's fire. And Fanny could never live with herself if she endangered all the good work at Semen. They helped those who, in many cases, were so distraught they considered suicide. The clinic quite literally saved hundreds of lives, and improved the lives and relationships of tens of thousands of others. Fanny strode back through the control room and across the short hallway leading to the other circular building at this end of the Institute, which housed the executive offices, hers, Peter's, and Hoyt's, plus the cafeteria, fitness and health centers, and the break room, which had a red light over the door, meaning it was occupied. Peter? Fanny felt her nipples tighten at the thought of watching him as he masturbated. It made her acutely aware that she needed a session herself. After a quick release, she could get back to work. If the break room was occupied, she'd have a quickie solo session elsewhere. She closed the door to her beloved office, ultra-professional, state-of-the-eye art, but decorated on her instruction in scarlet and black. Very sexy. Fanny sat at her desk, shifting her bottom to find the right spot in her leather executive eye-stem chair, and then set the dial to 6. The chair immediately began to vibrate, the ridge in the center rising up under the leather for her to grind her clitoris against. She gasped, the pleasure instant and intense as she closed her eyes and thought of Peter. This wouldn't take long at all. Just a few more seconds and...
Fanny, call on line 4.
The control room coordinator, Billy Joe Heaven, came through on Fanny's eye set in a low voice.
It's Mr. Seaman.
Fanny snapped out of her peak.